it. First of all, apologies. I'm afraid I have apologies from Councillor Jackie Meldrum, Councillor Lorna Campbell, and Councillor Nigel Hazelden. Were there any other apologies? No? Thank you very much. Declarations of interest. Are there any declarations of interest in any of the items on the agenda this evening? No? Thank you very much. The minutes of the previous meeting, which was the 7th of November 2011, are those agreed? Agreed? Thank you. In which case, we move on to the first item. I'll take the two items together, the Libraries Commission final report and the Libraries Commission political context. And Councillor Florence Eckerby is introducing this item. Hello.
Thank you, Chair, and I hope you'll indulge me for just a little bit longer just to go over some of the key highlights in the report. As we all know, libraries are a vital part of the community and much loved by many of our residents. I've got very fond memories of using Brixton and Streatham Library when I was much younger, and I know that for me and many users across Lambeth, it opens the doors of new learning, information and resources right at your fingertips. As a Cabinet lead now, looking around our libraries, I think it's fair to say that, you know, some of those things haven't changed from when I used to use the libraries back in the 90s. It's fair to say that, you know, our libraries in Lambeth have not always met the needs and aspirations of a very diverse borough like Lambeth, and this is very evident from the low user satisfaction results. As a result of the government cutting our funding by £95 million, like many other councils, we've been forced to make savings, and the library service is not immune from this, Chair. I think instead of us taking the whole-scale approach like many of other boroughs, we decided to set up the Libraries Commission instead of closing libraries, so that we can identify the savings but also look at how we can get more people into our libraries and radically transform them. The Commission allowed us to explore a range of services already loved by our communities, including readers and writers festivals, the activities around annual Black History Month, the popular children's storytelling activities, the reading book clubs, the online resources and information from the archives, a range of things that the Commission felt that, you know, residents, friends groups and communities should be leading. The Commission also allowed us to explore each of the libraries individually, and I think going about on the visits, the stark reality of the capital we needed was very evident. We needed to look at the capital investment, the IT infrastructure and the investment in self-service machines across all our libraries. The Commission presented us with an opportunity to talk to residents, expert groups, private, voluntary sector, community groups, our staff, about how we can actually transform those libraries. We heard from colleagues from neighbouring councils, but for me it was clear that we shouldn't just focus on London, so we heard from colleagues from as far as Edinburgh Council as well. And the clear message coming out from all those different sessions, Chair, was that as a council, we need to allow our residents and community groups to be more involved in the decisions. This is the key ingredient if we're to make our libraries sustainable for the 21st century. This means a modernised library service, with all libraries having Wi-Fi and self-service technology, community control over the budgets, with more places and spaces for our community groups, a new tailored outreach service for our vulnerable residents, and no area losing its basic library service. The recommendations contained in this report will allow our friends groups, residents and staff to co-produce and decide how we want the libraries to work. This is the Co-op Council in Action, Chair. And for this to work, we have to be bold as a council. We're already on that journey, and we'll have the new Clapham Library opening early in the year. That's a real significant investment and achievement for this council. For me, Chair, this commission has been very challenging, but at the same time, very good. I am very grateful to my fellow commissioners, some of them are here tonight, for all bringing their own different expertise to the commission. I think it's fair to say we've had a few challenging sessions, sometimes sensitive, but again, we've had really robust and detailed questions and session answers. I'd also like to thank all the officers that supported us on this journey. But this doesn't stop here, Chair, and I know that a number of people do have comments and questions this evening, so I'll leave it there and come back. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Florence. Right, I'm going to take the people who have asked to speak on this item. There's a number of people, so I can offer you only 3 minutes each speaker, please. And I've got a stopwatch to make sure that that time is kept to. The first person to speak is, I think it's right, I should invite the commissioners, who spent an awful lot of time looking at Lambeth's library service, the financial situation the government has put us in, and how we can best square the situation to provide the best possible library service across the whole borough within the resources that remain available to us. First speaker, please, is Laura Swaffield, Chair of the Friends of Lambeth Libraries.
How does that go? Okay, I just want to say it's significant, is it not? There's a lot of staff here tonight, there's a lot of members of the public here tonight. It shows people really care, and I think it shows people have a genuine interest and knowledge which Lambeth can put to good use if it adopts this model. I want to say thank you for Florence for putting this show on the road, because it was quite daring. And I think the result is, at the very least at the moment, Lambeth can say, well, we haven't done a Lewisham and we haven't done an Oxfordshire. We're not threatening mass closures. We're not dumping libraries onto communities without any funding. So that's a lot gained. It makes Lambeth look good, I think. I want to thank by name, to make sure they get minuted, the council staff who supported us. That would be Maria Burton, Gareth Edmondson, Mike Wiltshire and Valerie Dinsmore. Who did a lot of work and provided a great deal of information we could have done with years ago, to be honest. So I think I need to emphasise the fact that there's a lot of work now to be done. Now it starts. But I think this is a framework that I'm prepared to go along with. I think the one major defect so far is the failure to involve staff. But that will be rectified now. Apart from that, there's an awful lot of work to do, and we're keen to do it, and we hope that Lambeth really understands what being a cooperative council means, because it's not an easy thing to do, and I'm not altogether convinced that you've got it yet, but let's move forward on this framework. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Laura. Can I thank you as well on behalf of the Cabinet for the work that you've done and the Friends groups have done in contributing to this piece of work. As you say, the consultation now goes forward, so we can hear more residents think on that piece of work. The next speaker is Sue Charteris here, who's also a member of the Commission.
Opportunity to speak, Chair. It really has been a privilege working on this commission. Although, as the Chair of the Commission said, we have had our challenging moments. I think it's particularly important this week in a national context which has got even more lively, with two councils in the country having their proposals to change their library services overturned. I'd like to assure the Cabinet that the Commission has had a really strong look at what the needs of Lambeth's communities really are and how they relate to the service that Lambeth is currently providing. And I think we knew when we started there was a mismatch between the sort of service that was being provided and the ambitions and needs for local communities. I really think that this proposals that we've got here actually help turn that round. I think we have got the strong vision for the service that we were asked to come up with. We've got a very strong evidence base for our proposals. I think it will put Lambeth in a much stronger position to have a fairer deal out of the rest of London. I think if we'd have gone into partnerships with other London boroughs now, we would have been a vulnerable partner in that relationship, not a strong one. I think if these proposals are followed and Lambeth works with its communities very closely in the next stages of this, then I think we could end up with something very exciting, where Lambeth is actually ahead of the pack and not in the position it has been as being one of the poorer performers of library services in London. I think it's fair to say that for all sorts of historic reasons, the service has got imprisoned in its buildings. I think the proposals here create a much more outward-facing model for library provision. The next stages will be absolutely crucial. with local communities on a community-by-community basis happen, to show that it's a genuine exercise in co-production, I think, will be absolutely key. But I think the commitment that we're proposing you adopt here to identify a budget for each locality with incentives for communities to take much more control is a really valuable starting point.
Thank you very much, Sue, and thank you for your work on the Commission as well. Right. The next speaker is Olusegun Opanuga of the Friends of West Norwood.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, I'm the chair of the Friends of West Norwood Library. It became very pertinent that this library was not going to be opening this year, and I'm utterly disappointed, to be honest. Because the last meeting we had with members of the council was not a good news at all. You know, the library, they are not even thinking that the library will be open next year. I mean, early next year. The people are not happy. I mean, the community are not happy. This is a community, the West Norwood, West Norwood people, they is a kind of community that has been facing a lot of disadvantage from the council, I must say this. And closing this library, which personally I have used myself, you know, and even my children have used, for it to get closed, honestly, it's not something that is going to speak well for many families that will eventually lose this library facilities. This library is the busiest library in Lambeth, the third busiest, sorry, and it's in a proper town center in the heart of Boston Library. Our library has been shut for the last 6 months. We all know the reason. They said the copper issue, this and that, this and that. But now we have moved on from the copper issue to repairs. And I passed through the place a few days ago. I mean, a few weeks ago. I took pictures. I was happy that this library is actually coming back up, only to hear the bad news that the library might not be open this year. The people are not happy at all. The temporary library in the park hall is inadequate. And we are actually proposing that the old library, the one just opposite it, should have actually been open for facilities that the people were actually being shortchanged in four systems. And why this place is not being used, honestly, I do not know. We need a better temporary library, of course. The community has lost the native old library and the native old hall, where an important meeting place, and the other cultural activities. You know, West Norwood Library is a multicultural place. The Friends made a submission to the Library Commission. Unfortunately, we did not even see the name of the library in the old paper they've produced. And we are very supportive of the community having much more say over the library service. And had a meeting last week. We started this discussion. It was very constructive. Children's library is very important, and access to computers are actually as important as the library itself. But without a functioning library, it is very important that we have little confidence in the future. There is no way of finding our regular library users to take part in the discussions. This is not fair. We need a better temporary library. Thank you very much. We need a temporary library while these repairs are being done. And we think that the old library that's opposite it should have been the best place to run this. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Opanuga. I'll make sure that you have a response to that this evening, and we'll write back to you so that the friends know where we're up to with that. They're very important issues that you raise. The next speaker is Michael Ball from the Waterloo Action Group. Is Michael here? He's not here yet. I'll hold him until the end. And we'll move on to Councillor Jennifer Brathwaite, who is Councillor in Gypsy Hill and Upper Norwood.
Thank you, Chair. Firstly, I'd like to commend the Cabinet Member for Culture and the members of the Library Commission for such a comprehensive report. Against a very difficult economic background, it would have been very easy for the Cabinet Member to make decisions concerning our own libraries and not consult firstly with the residents like so many other councils have actually done. The fact that Lambeth set up a library commission which ran, I think, for 3 months and engaged and sought the views of its residents and library users shows the council's commitment to sustaining and improving its library services. And as a member of the Upper Norwood Joint Library Committee, I am reassured and pleased to note that despite Croydon Council's unilateral decision to pull out of the Upper Norwood Joint Library Agreement, Lambeth continues to be committed to playing its part in funding the Upper Norwood Library. As chair of the Environment and Community Safety Scrutiny Subcommittee, I am looking forward to scrutinising the Library Commission's report next month. But in the meantime, I would welcome updates on how the Council is going to address the capital pressures in maintaining its library services.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I'll ask the lead member to come back after all the contributions to comment on, and then we have officers here who can speak as well. Right, the next speaker will be Councillor Kingsley Abrams from Basel.
Thanks, Chair. Kingsley Abrams, Basel Ward. I understand from reading the documents that Minette Library is not recommended for closure. And obviously I appreciate that. And within that context, I would like to thank the Commission, its membership, Florence and others, for not, in this instance, recommending the closure of the library. I'd also like to thank the friends of Minette Library and all the users of Minette Library, because they've had to engage in a level of campaign, sorry, I don't feel too well, to keep the library. And the last time they had to engage in a campaign on Minette Library was the last time Labour was in control. That's very concerning. But what we need at some point, in my view, to deal with this library situation. Well, first of all, I hope this is the last time we will be coming to this, whether or not we close libraries issues, whether we can get a commitment that it won't be back next year and next year and next year about closure of libraries and particularly closure of the Net Library. My final comment is what essentially what we need is a publicly funded library service. I know we are living in difficult times, but essentially that's what we need in order to protect a very valuable service. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much. I think in terms of giving guarantees, it's dependent on the government not cutting our funding further, really. I'll ask colleagues to come back on that. I just saw Michael Ball come into the room. Are you ready to speak now? I can take Jeremy Klein if you're ready. I'll take Councillor Klein, please, speaking for the Liberal Democrats.
I'd like to support what was said about by Laura about members of the staff not being on the commission. I think that was a great omission. I also think it was a mistake just to have 3 cabinet members and not to have, say, somebody from the back benches or, dare I say, somebody from the opposition who, and I'm not talking about coming along and giving evidence, I'm talking about being a member of the commission and giving our views based on the same evidence that all the commission members had before them. On the issue of finance that you've raised, the pressures from government, how about the council dipping in a little bit of the 100 million or so reserves that you're holding on to, or selling off some of the expensive, half-empty luxury office blocks like Phoenix House? But I would like, I'm not going to mention that in detail, but how about the Section 106 issue? Because I checked on the latest figures show that the council is currently sitting on £15.6 million for Section 106 monies. Mm. Now, what's rather strange there is the amount for libraries is the princely sum of £4,011.55. So the question is, where has that money gone to, or has it not been? Have developers, and developers are meant to be making a library contribution on any development over 10 units, have they not been giving, making these contributions to improve and invest in our library service? There's no mention in the report that I can see, and I think it might eventually be a difficulty of covenants on some of these buildings that were gifted. The archives, I would like to see some place for the treasures of the archives to be put on public display, having been to a recent exhibition to show what the wonderful things they have in there. I hope the issue of themed libraries will be dropped. I think that's particularly off the wall. And I hope that issues such as the sale of the Carnegie for private residential conversion, which was mooted a couple of years ago in the property performance report, I hope that is now being dropped for good. What that report did refer to was that in there is a particular deficit of library provision in Streatham and Clapham Park. Streatham Vale, rather, and Clapham Park. Of course, those are the two areas that the last Labour administration closed down libraries. Well, Clapham Park, perhaps Councillor Peck can tell us what's happening there. Has that proposal been dropped to have a new library in Clapham Park? But how about Streatham Vale? Lastly, I suppose I should say I wish you luck with the next stage of the consultation, because you're going to have to explain to people this rather all these different concepts of we have libraries, library service points, library service points delivered through community hubs and library access packages. I think the best of us have some difficulty getting our heads around that, and for members of the public to do so, it's going to require some explaining. Finally, I just hope that this whole thing isn't just a device for devolving, or should I say, offloading a lot of crumbling buildings onto the community.
The Liberal Democrats opposed the government's proposals to cut Lambeth by £37 million and Richmond by £1 million in the same year, and then calling it fair. Right, the next speaker will be Michael Ball from the Waterloo Action Group.
Thank you. Can I correct that? Waterloo Community Development Group. Is there 3 minutes?
Yes.
Thank you. One thing, I want to say lots of positive things. One thing, though, I thought was wrong in this was I didn't think that it analysed the needs of workers. You'll require another Libraries Act to deal with workers as well. We've got 40,000 or so in Waterloo, and that changes the demographic of the need in Waterloo. I can only speak for Waterloo, but for Waterloo, this looks like a positive response. We've been asking for something to be done about our library for 40 years. Saying that the current library is really not fit for purpose, we would totally agree. We need a new library, and you're suggesting that this report suggests that this could be done with a community hub in the Waterloo Action Centre. I think that's a proposal that we looked at some years ago, and we think it's very, very possible. There are the resources there. There are organisations like ourselves, like the Business Improvement District, South Bank Employers Group, who I'm sure can help. And we'll want to be part of that. The key to this is the community hub. This is a regeneration issue. Libraries are about regenerating our communities. They're about bringing life to our town centres. And that's what this community hub agenda has to be as well. It has to be about regenerating our communities. What we need to see in that community hub process, I hate to say, is some ruthlessness. Lambeth is littered with sites that you have never sorted out for 40, 50 more years. Assets that are sitting there, some of them worth millions. Waterloo Action Centre itself is a building that's a huge building, and we can't use it because we can't use it very much, we can't use it very efficiently because there's such a lack of resources. Community hubs does not mean, as I think Jeremy just said, it's not just offloading bits of equipment, bits of services or bits of buildings to the community and saying, you sort this out, because we won't be able to. What the opportunity in Waterloo, and I don't know about the rest of the borough, but there is the opportunity there to really make something here, to take the assets that you've got, to take the powers you've got from planning, and we mentioned Section 106, I think it's important, there's a massive multi-billion pounds developments going on in Waterloo being worked out now. A developer 6 years ago said, I'll give you a library if you support our planning application. That was for Elizabeth House 6-7 years ago. That sort of game is on the cards. It's possible. You could do it. So please take this opportunity and do it. And I'm sure that that process can be replicated elsewhere in the borough. Thank you.
Thanks, Michael. That's very helpful. And it's not clear here whether somebody wants to speak from the Carnegie Library, Carol or Jeff. Is either of them here? No? Okay. It was a bit of an unclear email, I'm afraid. In that case, the final speaker would be Tim O'Dell, speaking on behalf of UNICEF.
Fantastic. Thanks for listening to us. People have done a lot of thanks tonight, so I'd like to thank a couple of people. I'd like to thank the staff who have suffered this process over the last year and the cuts that have been imposed to date, which have been quite substantial. I'd also like to thank all of the people in the borough who submitted these postcards, and we're not quite sure how many people did submit these postcards. So that's the people behind. And we're not told how many did, but I can assure you that the main point of people submitting those was to call for investment in libraries and not cuts in libraries. The council has detailed its priorities in its cooperative council papers to deliver over raising educational achievement, more community cohesion, health outcomes, combat and isolation, reducing worklessness and so on. The importance of libraries to all of those agendas don't need to be rehearsed, particularly in a borough of such deprivation. The key fetter on our ability to deliver more over those agendas has been the council's lack of focus and lack of investment in the libraries. With more investment, we could deliver more for the people of Lambeth. You can't get around the fact that 1 million people every year visit the libraries, one of the most visited services in the council, that we issue thousands and thousands of books every year on health issues, helping people to help themselves in relation to health. We issue books on CVs, on job interviews. More than that, more than just issuing books, we actually have people come into the libraries to job clubs, over 60s clubs, all of those things delivered by very skilled staff. We welcome and acknowledge the fact that the council has finally acknowledged that we need to modernise our service for a start. It's something we've been telling you for a long, long time, and it's just fallen on deaf ears. So the recommendation for Wi-Fi and for updating the libraries is to be welcomed. Actually, most of the Commission's vision can be welcomed in the sense that we do most of it already. One thing that people have asked for, actually, throughout the public consultation that I've been involved in, what people have asked for is more investment. Those are the people you should be representing with this commission, not looking to cut the service. But we come to the rub of the whole report, I think, and that is your point, to give citizens the opportunity, I stress the word opportunity, to design and deliver services in the area. If it's engagement with people you want, I doubt if there's any service in the council that works more with partners and community groups than libraries. We're more than happy to work with more groups and more communities in the borough. It's no coincidence that it's libraries that the majority of the council's equalities agenda is delivered through, whether it be Black History Month, LGBT History Month, Holocaust Memorial Day, whichever area you pick. But I want to just look at your version of Community Hub, the co-production. And it says in your document that co-production will provide a fairer and more accessible service. And I think there's a real danger in that wording and the way that you put it. I don't understand how it's going to provide a fairer and more accessible service, because I've seen how these things have worked in the past, how interest groups can take over services, which suits the council down to the ground. How is it that if a religious group, and I know there are religious groups who are looking to take over community facilities, How is it that when that religious group decides that it doesn't want to prioritise LGBT stock, when it doesn't want to prioritise events around an equalities agenda, that that suddenly becomes fairer? I have real doubts over the accessibility of the service once it's handed out of council control and out of the control of people whose job it is to maintain fairness and to make sure that that goes forward. All the experience of the approach that you're looking to adopt is that people start with the best intentions taking over these services. They start well, but they can't keep running the service. Lewisham is an absolute disaster. They can't even heat the buildings anymore, and they boast 2,000 books in some of the libraries. I have 2,000 books in my house. Our smallest library has 27,000 books in it. Hounslow ended up going into debt and being wound up. Glasgow spent $54,000 on rebranding and now is in major financial problems. The evidence shows that services actually become less accountable to the community. Someone is handed the building and left to carry the can so the council isn't seen to be closing the services. That's our suspicions. Our suspicions are that this is a cover, a smokescreen for cutting the service, and if this is the case, then I can assure you from the people of Lambeth and from the staff of Lambeth that you will get a fight, as you've seen up and down the country, to defend library services, as people know that they're valuable services. Keep libraries public.
I'll open the discussion to the members of the committee. I know you've all been engaged with this very closely already. Pete.
Thank you, Chair. I was very proud and very much enjoyed being part of the Commission. It was a break from my usual task of just looking at children's services. Can I add my thanks to the other commissioners, library staff, council officers who helped us, and indeed the many people who came to give evidence as well. Pay tribute to the users, friends, campaigners for their passionate defence of library services, all of which was heard loud and clear. However, there's no doubting the Commission has set a difficult task. Lambeth libraries at the moment I don't think are performing as well as they should be. The fact is they're not used as well as other library services in London, and we in fact lend many fewer books. And of course the task is to look for radical improvement in that, an improvement in a service, while having to reduce the amount of money that goes into it. The service also, as we've heard tonight from several people, is delivered in many buildings that are, although being much loved, haven't been very loved over the years, and need significant investment. And I think my commission, Sue Charteris, is a very useful phrase, to some extent being imprisoned in buildings. Also, of course, the written word is changing too. There's no point ignoring the fact that e-books, online services, blogs, everything that wasn't here 10 years ago is here, and that's a really positive thing. I'm sure everyone in this room uses that. And while it doesn't replace the book, we have to keep up. This isn't about just creating a library service fit for 2011. It's about making sure we have one fit for 2020, 2030, 2040. But of course, as has been articulated, as the Commission recognised, libraries' value lies well beyond books and the library service aspect. We've repeatedly heard how people see it as a safe, neutral community space to do things other than just read and borrow books. And I'd certainly like to see that maintained, we tap into that. I do think the report, I would of course, I'm a commissioner, I signed up to it, puts forward a strong and solid vision for libraries. It was informed by knowledge, it was based on evidence, and I also, with my, if you like, other hat of cabinet on, think that it's a great base for us to genuinely make some changes and improve the library service. However, I think Laura was absolutely right when she says the hard work starts now, and I don't think anyone involved in it, officers, staff, ourselves, don't realise that. The engaging with communities, the looking at budgets, working with them, hammering things out, co-producing, that is of course a difficult bit, but that it's difficult, but it will get us to a much better place, and it's absolutely not a smokescreen. I think we've given ourselves some time and space to do that, and indeed we can start with some basics. I think everyone agrees we need better Wi-Fi access, RFID to free staff up, better online technology, and e-books.
I welcome the conversations with people we'll be having over the next few months. I think they're going to be really important. But thank you very much again to everyone on the Commission. I look forward to starting that conversation.
Thank you very much. Please, I'm not allowed to limit the amount of time cabinet members can speak, alas, but I'll ask you to be as brief as you can, please. Paul and then Rachel.
Accepting that it'll be a brief message, accepting the message that Lowry serves more than a building, just to comment on the capital investment. We know across the piece in Lambeth that there's been historic underinvestment in our core assets, provide services, and the government has added to that pressure by reducing our capital funding dramatically. The dilapidation costs are very large, but we do have to have priorities. As far as the libraries, it's roughly, I think, 4 million, but that would only make them in the watertight. So as part of the budget process, we'd like to have a serious look at what available funds are possible in the coming years, and to reconcile that with huge competing demands, the most important of which are schools, housing, roads, regeneration schemes. So within a very tough agenda, we will see what we can invest in libraries if the funding is available.
Thank you. And Rachel.
Thank you. I just wanted to support what Tim has said about our library service being a really exemplary home of Equalities Work in the borough. I've had many wonderful events and evenings celebrating Black History Month, LGBT History Month, and other times, largely in Brixton Library, I have to say, being my local one. It isn't just that more formal, the cultural things that the libraries do, but also the informal work that I witnessed, particularly when I was doing my cabinet role in culture, with some of our more excluded groups, so working with homeless and other groups in the borough who I think would not access other council services in the same way, and I think that's a hugely precious and important part of the work that is done. And that I very much hope, Tim's talked about the wish to work more with communities, more with groups, to do more of that sort of thing. And I very much hope that by becoming community hubs in a positive way, which is not about, is absolutely not about handing over bits of crumbling buildings, it's not about gifting out-of-date equipment, that we actually increase that work and that we see more of that happening. And I do think there is an opportunity through this and through the vision that's expressed in the report of the Commission. And I look forward to seeing that happening in the future.
Thank you. Florence, do you need officers to come back on those parts? Oh, Lib, sorry. Sure, okay. That's you, okay.
Thanks. Two very brief points. First is to agree with Paul that we really do have an investment challenge in our libraries that we're all very aware of, and I think as a cabinet we've got a responsibility to look at any generation of receipts to put back into the library service. That's the first thing. I think it's very important. The second thing really is around Clapham. I mean, as a councillor who has, over the last sort of 4 or 5 years, done a lot of work alongside Paul again and now Flo on the Clapham One project, I'm really excited by the fact that we have got a brand new building opening in the borough that is going to provide a really first-class centre for a new library and a community hub vision. And that is a real change because it's actually a new building and doesn't come with some of the challenges that we've all spoken about and all see very often with some of the existing buildings. So that's a really, really positive thing that I did want to make sure we got on record. In relation to the other bit of Clapham Park that Councillor Klein raised, I think, Joe, you're in exactly the same position as me. I think you attend the same meetings as me, and you know that there is still a commitment under the Section 106 agreement to deliver a library as part of the Clapham Park development. You also know, having been party to the same discussions as myself, that you know they are an organisation that are clearly struggling at the moment with the new financial climate, and they do want to open proper discussions with the council over a whole range of their Section 106 commitments. It's certainly not something we can just tear up and ignore, and nor would I, as primarily the ward council responsible for that area, want to do.
Thank you. Do you need officers to come back on that file? Can you deal with it?
Again, we've seen a range of different areas and subjects that people are very passionate about, but I think the key thing for me is that if we don't do anything, a do-nothing approach, will essentially mean the death of libraries and people not using our libraries. as many people have pointed out, we do have to be bold and we do have to be radical, but we have to include our residents and the really passionate friends groups and staff in this process if we want it to succeed. I think the key challenge going forward is how we identify some of the people who are going to come forward. I think Tim's mentioned really valid points on that. We need to look at the governance structures of any of the groups that can be formed, making sure they are very representative of our different communities and the different areas. And that's the role that ward councillors can play, and I'm hoping that the Lib Dem councillors will actually be involved in that as well, helping us find people from the different wards who are going to come forward and be involved in this. On Tim's point as well, every person that sent a postcard to me did actually get a detailed reply back, so mm-hmm. We are continuing to engage mm-hmm. and respond to that. So everyone who sent a postcard to me has received a reply to date. Mm-hmm. So unless you've got any more, please do send them through to the leader's office and I'll make sure they get a reply on that. I think it's a case of us moving forward. We do need to look at the fact that a number of libraries up and down the country have moved forward in terms of offering a different service. Books are very much still important, and I think the key thing that came out was making sure we get our young children reading from an earlier age. I want to see that offer available in all our libraries to continue. Literacy is a big problem in this borough, so we need to make sure there's space for that key activity to continue. But a number of people go to our libraries for the internet access as well. The myth that everyone's online and everyone's got access to computers is not true. A number of people go to Lambeth Libraries just for the IT access, and I think it's important that we continue to provide that provision, but essentially, we need to upgrade the provision first and foremost. I think there are going to be challenges in us looking at the buildings, but I'm happy that Paul said that, that's something we need to look at, and again, that has to be in discussion with all the different friends groups. And to your point, Olu, in terms of the temporary provision at West Norwood, I fully understand and appreciate that residents don't feel that that's in a good location, but in essence, it's about us making sure we've still got a provision there. We know that West Norwood, unfortunately, had to close due to the theft of the copper, but we're still very much committed to providing a library service in that area, and I'll get officers to look at, if we could look at alternative proposals and sites. But in essence, I've been to visit the temporary provision. It was very busy, and I make sure we promote that a bit more so people actually know where it is. They can get everything that they need from that provision. There's an IT system there, there's the book lending service, so it's making sure that residents know. But equally, residents can still visit some of the other libraries, whether it's Streatham, Upper Norwood, or Brixton. Yes, the distance may be a little bit far, but it's making sure they've still got a library provision there. I think the reality is that looking at the community hubs, and this is something that Rachel's leading on, but obviously it's about looking at how the libraries can be involved in that. But in essence, it's not about just handing over buildings to community groups. It's about co-designing and co-producing those buildings and services mm-hmm. with our community groups in the spirit of the Cooperative Council. Again, I'd like to thank all the staff, all the commissioners, especially the Friends Group, for their very passionate campaign. And I want to use that passion to actually make sure that we see this coming back to Cabinet with detailed proposals on how we're going to go forward on this journey. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Florence, and thank you for your work in leading the Commission on this as well. I'll just make a couple of comments of my own, and then we'll move to the vote. I think the point Tim makes about groups taking over services and trying to exclude others is an important one, because it comes up a lot when we're talking about cooperative models of delivering services, and we're alive to it, which is why we're creating an accountability framework that will prevent the opportunity for that to happen. And any services that are delivered with the community, there will always be a contract in place that will allow the council to intervene and remove groups who attempt to disempower or exclude other groups on whatever grounds. It's not necessarily just religious groups. It's any groups that do it on whatever grounds, and that would be a key part of what we're doing. Nor is there any intention at all to rush to handing more control to user groups or local communities at this stage. The intention is to build those communities' capacity so that they are in a position to take over where they want to and where they have the ability to do so. We're not trying to push any communities into this. We're just trying to look to engage user groups and local communities more intimately in their libraries in order to get a better service and actually to anchor them even more deeply in their communities than they are already rooted. And I know that they're rooted very deeply already from my own use of them and my own visits to them. I think Liv is right to point out that we are opening in just a few weeks' time in Clapham what will be one of the best new libraries anywhere in London. And that's going to be a flagship for this authority's library service. Not just a library, of course, but a performance space and a point where people can access other services. So this authority, this council, values its libraries to the extent that we are investing in new ones, while other authorities are closing up to half, if not more, of all their libraries. No area will lose a library service as a result of these proposals. Waterloo will be relocated, but to a better building with the support of the local community organisations. Every other library will remain open in its existing building if that is what the local community wants. There will be no compulsory closures of any buildings and no removal of a library service from any area that currently has one. When you look around at the rest of the country and even the rest of London, that is some achievement to come out of this commission. And I know that the reductions in funding that are a necessary part, unfortunately, of reductions from government in our funding will cause problems and difficulty. We have nevertheless found resources to invest in new technology, including Wi-Fi, in every single library. Just over our border, we've all been angered by what Croydon have done, by attempting unilaterally to close down a joint library in Upper Norwood that has existed for over 100 years, and this administration will resist as hard as we possibly can Croydon's attempt to do something that we believe could well be going outside the law, and if we need to take them to law over that, that is an avenue that I am very keen to explore. So despite the challenges, I hope it's clear tonight that we value our libraries and we want to see them thrive as part of the heart of the communities that they serve. Can we move, please, to the vote now? On agenda item 5, can we note the report, please? Thank you.
Sorry, Chair, can I just add, just to mention on page 142, to include the submission from the Friends of West Norwood Library for the notes.
Of course.
Page 148 to include the submission from West Norwood Library.
Is that on agenda item 5 or 6?
The appendix, organisations that have submitted evidence to the Commission.
Oh, sure, okay.
So Friends of West Norwood Library.
Okay. And agenda item 6, can we agree the recommendations?
Agree.
Thank you very much.